This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. The U.S. Department of Agriculture had an eventful Friday. First, USDA announced it is extending the deadline for base acre reallocation and yield updates to March 31st. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says this primarily is a response to concerns from producers, mostly in the South. The March 31st deadline remains for ARC and PLC election.
We'll monitor that to see the response and reaction, but we really are encouraging producers now who have made the decision to let their local office know so that we don't get a situation where we clog the system at the end of the deadline.
Also on Friday, 8 former secretaries of agriculture urged Congress to enact trade promotion authority.
And I think it does reflect broad-based consensus that trade historically has been bipartisan and is an area where there can be agreement between Republicans and Democrats. And the hope is that as Congress considers this very important piece of legislation, understands the context of the negotiations relative to the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the enormous opportunity that represents, and the momentum it could build for not only getting TPP done, but also engaging aggressively in our efforts to develop a trade agreement with the EU, which would be the largest trade agreement of its kind in the history of the world.
Vilsack says it's important that people understand the national security imperative of this trade decision.
Because if we basically cede leadership in negotiations and discussions about various standards and various access issues to China, it will not necessarily bode well for our economy and for agriculture.
As part of the Made in Rural America executive actions announced by the White House last week, USDA released data showing how the Trans-Pacific Partnership will not just help boost ag ports, but also impact each individual state. You can visit fas.usda.gov/topics/trans-pacific-partnership-TPP for your state's information. Nominations are now open for the 2015 America's Farmers Mom of the Year program. This year is the program's sixth year, and Monsanto is proud to sponsor this program to celebrate women in agriculture.
We end up with five amazing women who are passionate about agriculture and willing and eager to share their stories. From last year's winners, we have a first-generation dryland farmer in Texas. She was the national winner. It's just amazing to be first generation. You don't hear that very often. And they work so hard and are so proud, and every single one of them, beyond taking care of their families and working on the farm, they are out advocating for agriculture in their communities and beyond. Some of them have taken kids up to D.C. to let them know that it's that important to have a voice for this industry.
Monsanto brand communications manager Tracy Mueller says any farm mom who contributes to her farm family, community, and the ag industry is eligible.
People can go to americasfarmers.com and write a 300-word or less essay that talks about how she contributes to her family, her farm, the community, and the agriculture industry. We will have five regional winners, and they will be announced at the end of April. Once nominations close, we partner with the American AgriWomen, and they have the daunting task of reading through every single nomination and narrowing it down to five regional winners. Each regional winner wins $5,000. Then we post the regional winners' profiles on americasfarmers.com, and the public votes for a national winner, and she will receive an additional $5,000.
Mueller encourages everyone to nominate one of the amazing farm moms they know.
Even if you've nominated in the past, please do so again. Go to americasfarmers.com and nominate your favorite farm mom. We want to hear from all of you.
You can visit americasfarmers.com between now and March 31st to nominate your favorite farm mom. That's all for part one of this afternoon's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Hamilton's hay auction took place this past Saturday. For a review of the auction, I spoke with Mike Hamilton.
Well, Angela, we had a real good turnout. We had a lot of buyers. I think we had 75 buyer numbers out. And we ended up with 2,275 small squares. We had 775 bales of alfalfa, and it was in a price range from $3.25 to $4. Ended up with 560 bales of alfalfa grass from $3 to $5 per bale. We had 510 small squares of just straight grass from $2.50 to $4 per bale. We had 380 bales of orchard grass from $3.50 to $4. ended up with 50 bales of straw from $3 to $3.40 per bale. Round bales, we had 137 of those. We had 20 bales of alfalfa grass from $31 to $42 per bale. We ended up with 35 bales of mixed grass from $36 to $39. We had 68 bales of reeds canary at $28, and we had 14 bales of straw at $30 per bale. We had 195 3x3s. Of them, there was 120 bales of alfalfa. The lower end was at $35. We had some really nice hay at $60. Most of it was in a price range from $50 to $52 per bale. We had 75 bales of mixed grass from $31 to $40.50 a bale.
All right, sounds like it was a very good auction. And if anyone has any questions about the auction, how can they get a hold of you?
They can reach me anytime on my cell phone at 618-410-4293.
Again, that was Mike Hamilton of Hamilton's Hay Auction. Sangamon County Farm Bureau will be hosting a Spring Market, Weather, and Policy Outlook meeting March 6th at 1 o'clock at the Sangamon County Farm Bureau building. The meeting is free to all Farm Bureau members. The featured speaker will be Larry Acker of 3F Forecasts. To register or for more information, you can call the Sangamon County Farm Bureau building or email amason@sangamonfb.org. The Sangamon County Farm Bureau Foundation is also offering five $1,000 scholarships to eligible high school seniors and college freshmen for the fall 2015 semester. Applicants must be a high school senior graduating in 2015 or a first-year student at a post-secondary school. Applications must be received at the Sangamon County Farm Bureau Foundation office by March 16th. To download the application or for any questions, you can visit www.sangamonfb.org or call the office at 217-753-5200. The Central Illinois Livestock Association will be holding its 40th annual dinner dance this Saturday, March 7th. The event helps to raise money for scholarships given out by the organization. I spoke with association member Larry Miller for more information.
This is going to be the 40th year that we've had our annual dinner dance for Central Illinois Livestock Association. We're an affiliate of the Illinois Beef Association, and we just wanted to take this opportunity to welcome everybody to come to WIT. Saturday, March the 7th at 6 p.m., we still have some tickets available. You know, our main emphasis that night is to have a business meeting, but we also are going to try to have an auction to raise funds for four ag scholarships that we intend to give away this year.
Since this is the 40th year of the event, Miller says they have a pretty set format for the schedule. He walks us through what those attending can expect.
It's pretty much business as usual. We've done it so many years. It's been at the same place. You know, we're going to have a catered meal. You know, we have a DJ there providing music for a dance, you know, to finish out the evening. We give away a lot of door prizes. We give away a lot of beef certificates. You know, we've got, you know, we're also going to have this live auction to try to raise funds for the four scholarships that we intend to give out. This will be our third year of giving the scholarships away. We've been giving four $250 scholarships to students from Montgomery County and neighboring counties that are planning on going into agriculture.
But the main focus of the evening is raising funds for the scholarships they hope to give out later this year.
We have been seeking donations for the last couple months, but, you know, this is kind of the culmination to have the auction there that night, and then we'll be giving out the application at that time. There'll be applications available, and then we'll make our decision within the next couple months.
For those with any questions about the scholarships or the dinner dance, Miller gave the following contact information.
You can contact me, Larry Miller, or Janice Nodal up in Fillmore, or Sarah Lehman in the Irving area. We've been serving on the committee for giving out the scholarships. And Tom Anderson, our president of the association, he would be a good contact too. If anybody wants a ticket, we've got some tickets still available. You can give me a call at 217-710-1676.
Again, that was Larry Miller with the Central Illinois Livestock Association speaking about their annual dinner dance coming up Saturday, March 7th. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.